Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here, too. Beverly's our good friend and an original member of our Brain Trust, basically an original member of our show, having been with us since the first week we were on the air back in 97. And incredibly, she keeps coming back. We got to get her a life somehow, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of The 30-Second Commute, the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year. The SBA bestowed that national award on her many years too late, but just in time. And she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's always my pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. I know you're a busy little beaver over there working with home-based businesses, and now primarily in Garrett County, Maryland, the western part of Maryland, the western frontier of Maryland over there. So how are things going out there in home-based business land?
Well, they're going very well, and I have a story to tell you. You know, you keep calling me a home-based business snob.
Well, you are.
I admit it. I have a story to tell you that illustrates both sides of being a home-based business owner, the benefits to society, and lessons to be learned from an issue. 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, not too long after I was on the show the last time, I was home working in my home office, went downstairs to get some lunch, heard some noise, went out on the porch to quiet my dogs, and I heard this, "Help! Help!"
Oh, no.
So I went out to investigate, found out that a workman who was over at my neighbor's across the road. Now, across the road's not like across the road in another housing development. This
right.
is a ways away. He had been working up on the roof. The ladder went out from under him, and he fell.
Oh, no.
Broke his leg, dislocated
wow.
his ankle, cut up his arm pretty good, and his cell phone battery was dead.
Oh,
and he was
wow.
by himself. So, fortunately, I was home. Working
yeah,
away in my
lucky,
office.
Lucky him.
Yeah, lucky him. I was very grateful, too.
And that you had dogs. You had noisy dogs, obnoxious dogs.
Obnoxious, barking little dogs that let me know something was going on. And I was able to call 911 and provide first aid for him while they came. Well, he and I have become friends. It turns out... Why are you laughing at that?
I bet. No, I can just... I mean, I can imagine this. I can see you adopting him here or something.
Yes, yeah, he's another son. What I started talking to him and said, you know, are you here by yourself? Yes. I saw his truck, which said Mike's Maintenance on it. And so, of course, we started talking about being in business, and I said, are you Mike? And he said, yes. We started talking about the fact that he was a home-based, as a home improvement company, that he worked by himself, and here he was laying on the deck of a customer, injured, in a lot of pain, and we started
yeah.
talking about, what does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, We have done a lot of talking since as
if
well.
If he's got a broken leg, he's out of business for a while, isn't he?
He's out of business for a while. He is. The good news is he's doing very well. In fact, he came by again yesterday to let me know that. And he actually has disability insurance.
Good for him.
Unfortunately, it doesn't kick in for 90 days, and he'll be back on the job before then.
Yeah.
But he also has enough money put aside to manage his bills for the next 90 days.
Very smart.
Very smart.
Yeah.
This is a young man that I would like to offer up as a wonderful example in all but one way.
He needs to get better ladders.
Going up on a ladder by himself when nobody else was home and he wasn't sure anybody was around with a dead cell phone battery was not smart.
Right.
But it's one of those things you just don't think about.
Well it's also the kind of thing, you know, it's a guy thing, Beverly.
Yeah,
You know about guys. We're bulletproof and invincible, and so we it's just a ladder. We just go up on the ladder. So what?
Right. Exactly. Well, he learned. So what? And I hope everybody else takes this to heart and understands it can happen to you. He didn't think it would happen to him, but he did prepare. That was the smart thing. Mm-hmm. He was aware that he is the sole income earner, and if he is hurt or unable to work for any reason, he has to have a way to survive. And so he took the precaution, he bit the bullet, and he got disability insurance as soon as he was able.
Which is not inexpensive, by the way.
It's not.
But you're saying that he didn't buy the quick acting insurance because, as you say, by the time that it kicks in, he won't be able to draw it because he'll be back at work.
Right. But he probably pays a lower premium by being able to wait 90 days for it to kick in.
Right, so, and of course, he took care of the other thing. He put some money aside to cover him during the recovery period.
Exactly.
But if it had been a long term thing, if he was much more serious.
Right.
Then he basically what he did was he self insured himself for 90 days.
Yes.
Exactly. Which is what more and more small business owners are, which is what almost all small business owners do to some degree, and what all of us in America really need to do some of,
mm-hmm.
Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
That's exactly right. That's a major issue for small business owners, and it is such an important issue, and that's why I wanted to tell this story today. It really does illustrate how planning, having that contingency plan in place, you hope you never have to use it, but boy, if you have to, you're very glad you have it.
Well, there's no question about it, and of course, I thought where you were going, and I know you're. If I give you enough time, you'll get there. wasn't it lucky that somebody in the neighborhood was home based? So even though he's home based, he wasn't home based when he got hurt.
Right.
He was customer based, mm-hmm. but it's a good thing he had somebody else who was home based, who could look out for him.
That's exactly right.
So how many times have you said for years it's good to have somebody in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. who stays home?
Thank you. Yes, I was really trying not to make an emphasis of that because I didn't want
well,
to be on
you've
my
trained
soapbox.
Well, you trained me well, Beverly.
Thank you. It is what I have been preaching for so long.
And here it comes to pass.
Yes.
You know, folks, you've heard her say it on the show 1,000 times probably, and it really does happen. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's the co-author of the book, The 30-Second Commute. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show. The second one is where you can find answers. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can go and listen to the archives of all the interviews we've done since 1999, when we started archiving the shows that we've been streaming since 1998. And so check all that out. Lots of stuff there, articles, Brain Trust members. Subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to do that. It comes every Sunday by email. We got a whole new look that I think you'll like to the newsletter. And also our blog is there. And, of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can go to get questions answered right now. And hope you'll use that to your advantage. No barrier to entry in any of our websites. If you can get there, we'll let you in. That you can come in and roam around and spend some time there and help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Beverly Williams is our guest. As you know, she's the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of the book, The 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to have this book. And, Beverly, can they find out more about that at your website?
They certainly can. They can look at the table of contents and get a whole bunch of other information, as well as find a place to buy the book.
And that is?
any of the major bookstores.
And your website is?
Online, and my website is www.beverlywilliams.com.
Work with me here, Beverly. I want to come back to your topic about being self-insured, taking the steps necessary to cover yourself with if you're home-based. You know, your example of Mike the handyman is a good one, but as you know, most home-based business owners don't even go out of their house very much.
Right.
I mean, they often spend the whole time there, like you do.
Mm-hmm.
You go out of your business too, but a lot of people don't that much, and at least they don't. You know, their customers may be somewhere else in the world,
mm-hmm.
But they could still become injured in a car accident or an illness or whatever might happen. They could still be out of commission
mm-hmm.
for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important that they think about those things and take some steps to be covered. Now, you talked a minute ago about the disability insurance that Mike had, and the fact that you had to wait 90 days, as you say. If you want the disability to kick in sooner, like in 30 days or 60 days mm-hmm. or immediately,
right.
the premium goes way up.
Oh yes, it really does.
Maybe prohibitively way
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Mike did was Mike said, you know, I can't afford to kick in immediately, but what I can do is take the 90-day option, where in case I get hurt really bad. And I'm going to take the difference, as much as I can, the difference between that premium and the other premium, and I'm going to start setting that aside
mm-hmm.
so that until the 90 days time has run, I'll have something in reserve.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's what he did, wasn't it?
That's exactly what he did.
And we have to do that for – see, we need to be doing the same thing for health insurance.
Right. I was just going to say, he does have health insurance also.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's putting out some money to insure himself.
I hope he's got a health savings account, HSA.
I don't know whether that's what he had or not, but I know he had health insurance. So.
Well, that's what I recommend to people, to small business owners, because
mm-hmm.
they're so effective and so efficient. This is basically where you buy a major medical coverage for mm-hmm. with a $1,000 deductible or $5,000 deductible, depending on which one you choose, and then you self-insure yourself up to that point by putting money aside, and which you can deduct.
Mm-hmm.
If you go
right.
through the right program, you can
right.
deduct those expenses
mm-hmm.
like an IRA.
Right. And those programs have actually been around for a while, and I don't think that there's enough publicity about it. And I know that there's some information on the Ask Jim site, and certainly
yep.
through your shows that you've talked
yep.
about it before. But keep talking about it, because not enough people are looking at that as an option.
I've been talking about it since they were MSAs, medical yeah. savings accounts, when there were only 750,000 policies allocated by
mm-hmm.
by Congress. And now,
mm-hmm.
now the lid's been taken off. The Congress has increased the viability and the features of these things. And Beverly, you and I grew up in a century where the corporation was the big daddy mm-hmm. and basically took care of everybody.
Right.
From health care to compensation, obviously, to job, almost, you know, most of the century had jobs, a lot of job security
mm-hmm.
and a pension.
Right.
21st century isn't like that.
Nope, it's not at all.
21st century is more about independence, I think, and I like that, Beverly.
I do too, but it does come with its own set of problems, and here this is a perfect example of one of them that is not insurmountable, but is not necessarily easy to overcome. You have to do your homework. You have to know what you can afford, what you can't. You have
to have some discipline.
Yes, you have to have the discipline, and you have to have a good plan for your business, so that you have looked at those contingencies. That's a number one thing I tell people to look at in their business plan.
Right.
What's the worst thing that could happen, and how would you handle it? Because even if that's not what happens, you've done some planning, and you're prepared. You're better
right.
prepared.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Beverly, give us that website one more time.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
Check it out when you get a chance, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, you can find out interviews about HSAs on smallbusinessadvocate.com. We've done a number of those with other professionals. Thank you, Beverly. Good job today, and give our best to Mike.
I will do that.
And we'll see you next time. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with Jerry Sarvati. He's in Scotland.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.